On the website for the Utah System of Higher Education, or USHE, a U.S. map shows most states in a bluish color. The darker the shade, the more high school students complete a FAFSA form. Except one state is more of an off-white, cream color, Utah. Only 34% of high school students in the state fill out FAFSA forms, making it last in the nation.
It's estimated that we are leaving on the table about $45 million a year that could be available to Utah college students to help pay for tuition.
That's Utah Commissioner of Higher Education Dave Buehler. He says some possible reasons for this include students may not think it's worth their while to do so, and they may think the applications are for loans that need to be paid off eventually.
But in this case, with the Pell Grants, they do not need to be paid back. So it's definitely worth something for students to look into and to put in an application and then see if they're eligible.
Patty Kohler, director of the Utah State University Financial Aid Office, says a low number actually reflects the students who complete a FAFSA form right after high school graduation. She says that number aside, Utah is one of the higher states for Pell Grant recipients. Kohler says she doesn't know for sure why this is, but one reason may be the large population of students who serve two-year religious missions right after high school and then fill out the forms when they return.
We do have older students that complete the FAFSA more than some of our incoming freshmen, just due to the fact of we do have that uniqueness in the state.
But there's another reason students may not take out Pell Grants, as explained by USU students Marcus West and Ethan Benowitz.
I don't know how Pell Grant works.
Yeah. I don't really know how they work either.
Another USU student, Alicia Parker, said she had thought of taking out Pell Grants.
But I don't know where to begin.
Buehler says he doesn't know exactly why there are $45 million that students aren't claiming, but USHE is trying to encourage students to look at all of their options to help fund their college education. With Utah Public Radio News, I'm Christopher Campbell.